what we are seeing, unfortunately, in Khartoum, but also in other places affected by the conflict, like Darfur, is that the fighting is ongoing. And this exacerbates the already dire humanitarian situation for Sudanese civilians, because now they have been facing almost 2 months of uninterrupted fighting with very little respite. And that, unfortunately, just makes the same humanitarian problems that they were already facing just making them worse.
Let's talk about Khartoum, Omdurman and Bahri. A lot of Sudanese activists and people speaking from Khartoum were raising concerns about dead bodies left on the streets. Is ICRC involved in that process?
Dead bodies lying in the streets, it is indeed a large problem. And we should not forget also that some of these bodies are in very difficult to reach places. And now that we are starting the rainy season, the rains are risking to just exacerbate the problem. We are working with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society, and their volunteers have been doing considerable and very important work in this regard, collecting the dead bodies, but not just collecting, but also identifying them, because we must not forget that we are not talking about just bodies. These are people, and they must not only be collected, but also properly identified, so that the families who are looking for their loved ones, they can get the answers. So we have been supporting our partners from the Sudanese Red Crescent Society, providing them with the personal protective equipment, things like gloves, like masks, and body bags, and they were trying to collect as many as possible, but also adapting to the extremely challenging security situation.
Regarding this situation, where you are working with your local partners to resolve some of these difficult challenges, is there any dead toll that is out there, or the bodies that have been collected so far from the streets of Khartoum?
I don't have the most updated figure on me that I can share. I think they have collected more than 100. And unfortunately, also getting the most up-to-date information from our colleagues is complicated by the difficulties of communication, because the telecommunication networks are down in many parts of the country.
What is happening in Darfur, Western Darfur specifically? What are your partners in Darfur telling you?
The situation in Darfur, in Western Darfur, but also in other parts of Darfur, is extremely difficult. And again, for us, getting in touch with our colleagues in Darfur has been a huge challenge. And also, we just worry for them and for their security. And when we do manage to get in touch with them, unfortunately, the accounts are extremely worrying, because, yes, the fighting is ongoing. People are fleeing. There are shortages of food, of water. We hear that some families only have mango fruit as the only food that is available to them. And one of the biggest concerns for us is the healthcare.
Talking about humanitarian operations within the twin cities of Khartoum, who gives consent or permission to aid agencies to, say, to move from point A to point B?
Well, for us to be able to operate safely, we are in touch with both parties to the conflict. And we can move when we obtain security guarantees from both of them, because there are important priorities, but also we need to make sure that we can deliver assistance without compromising the security of our own staff.
You talked about the health issues or health conditions of people in Darfur and other parts of Sudan. There were reports of hospitals in Khartoum running out of supplies. Talk to us about that situation.
Many hospitals have stopped working. We are now estimating that only 20% of hospitals in Khartoum are still operational. And so it is an urgent priority to support the hospitals that are still working. So the Sudanese healthcare workers, the doctors and nurses, they have been working in extremely difficult conditions, without running water, without electricity, and running low on medical supplies. So we have been coordinating and working with the Ministry of Health to deliver supplies, surgical supplies, to these hospitals. And we have managed to reach 10 hospitals in Khartoum and the outskirts. And of course, this is very small compared to the massive needs, and more needs to be done. But also for us to be able to put in place such a large-scale humanitarian operation, we need a pause in fighting, and we need security for our teams.